This is the Road to the Big House on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101.
It's cut off, goes luckily to Hagmeier. He'll tee up the three, and that's gone.
Max Frazier backside underneath the basket, jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, they're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the Field House for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back here to Boomer Field House in Woodward. One ticket punched already. The Hampton Warriors headed to the date, led by 23 by Addison Walker, 18 by Maley Chaney, 11 by Henley West, 8 by Harley Bankley, and 5 by Jolie Walker. In a scoring show there by the five starters for Hammond, who were fantastic tonight. On the flip side, in a losing effort, Anahope Santana with 26, Brooklyn Bayless with 14 for Arnett, and Landry Bayless with 6. Only 3 Arnett Wildcats scoring in that one. But now it's on to the boys' side, and we got a doozy of a game for you here. Unbeaten Mountain View Godibeau, 25-0. And we mentioned on the ladies' side, Pittsburgh just won. They're 27 in a row. That's the longest win streak on the girls' side. 25 right now, the longest on the guys' side. And this is a great basketball team. They're undefeated for a reason, Tyler.
Oh, man, talk about athletes galore on this squad. They've got it all. They've got the guys that can go up and down. They've got the size, like you mentioned, and just a unit. This is arguably, if not the best, from the East. And this is going to be a treat to be able to see them.
And standing in their way, the Leedy Bison at 16-10, but playing their best basketball late. This is a 19 appearances at state for the Leedy Bison, including 2016 all the way through 2020. Last year, they missed it by an eyelash in the area final. They are consistently here, and I don't care who's on the other squad. You give me Coach Lance Carpenter and five guys, and I can find a way to win.
And this may be one of his best coaching jobs, not because this team didn't lack talent, but he really had to mold a younger group and get them to where they're at right now. Those guys, to their credit, bought in. They have transformed themselves, and you're seeing the best of them right now.
Yeah, they really know their roles, and the improvement of Luke Puffenbarger has been huge. 15.5 points a game, but 19 a game in the postseason. He's really upped his game here in the back half of when it matters the most, really, here at tournament time. And that's a name you're going to want to know coming down the stretch here in this one. But starting with Mountain View Godibeau, we mentioned that win streak. Sequoia Claremore is actually next. They have 22 wins in a row. But they've won the Binger, the Alec, the Caddo tourneys. They have no state titles. They had one appearance last year. But Mountain View Godibeau, consolidated in 1991, has never won an athletic state championship. So that's got to be on their mind. They made it to the football state title game and lost to Timberlake this year.
Yeah, and that's driving these guys, because they've had a lot of great groups, especially in the recent history. They've had some really, really top-notch players and teams. So, you know, that eats that up a little bit. We've seen how that can be a big motivator.
And we mentioned the margin of victory by the girls' teams. Mountain View's beaten people by 30 a game. They're only giving up 31 a game.
Sure.
It's a defensive team. They average about 6'3". They're long, and they have a 6'9 player named Skylar Kimberlin. Remember that name, because he might be the best player in all of Class B boys basketball.
Yeah, and one of those guys, too, that a little bit wiry, but it's going to be interesting to see how Leedy tries to handle him, because they've got maybe one of those teams that size-wise could go toe-to-toe with them or get close. So I want to see how that goes down.
Yeah, much like Arnett had to deal with West, Leedy's going to have to deal with Kimberlin in this one. And they're led by Coach Landon Scales, are the Tigers of Mountain View. Fifth season, 68-51. He only won 3 games in his first year, and since then he's been on a tear. Now, he's the brother of Lance, the son of Darryl Scales, who's one of the winningest baseball coaches in Oklahoma history. One of her, like, 1,800 games, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Something crazy like that. But, you know, you play a lot of baseball games, I think.
Right.
Now, that could be a typo. I got to figure out if that's right or not. But at any rate, he is the fourth winningest coach in the state in terms of that. And Landon, I believe, played at Missouri briefly, if I'm not mistaken. I got to get a fact checker and a research guy on this. But
we'll call up our crack staff at K101.
My point is, it's a family of athletes and a family of winning coaches, and he's no different right now. 68 wins already in 5 seasons in Mountain View. And his opponent on the other side, coaching side, that's Mr. Lance Carpenter. His 8th season as Leedy boys coach, he has 204 wins there. But with the Hammond girls, he won 510. He's got 728 total wins in his career. That's coming up on 1,000 in a lot of respects. I mean, that is quite a lot of victories there for Coach Carpenter. They won 6 of 8 coming into this game as well, so they're starting to play their basketball coming into the postseason at any rate. So starting to play their best basketball late here are the Leedy Bison. 17 state appearances, six state runner-ups. But Leedy, and this amazes me every time, they've never won the gold ball on the boy in boys basketball.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we just talked about that with Mountain View, how that could be a factor. And these boys have had some fantastic teams. We've been lucky to witness a couple of them here in recent years. And, you know, if a squad could get it done, why not this one? I think that's what the squad's kind of buying into, that they know their potential is consistently rising. So why not this squad?
Now, Coach Carpenter has one, but he has it when he was coaching the Hammond girls. But Leedy boys would like one as well for that trophy case. And standing in their way is undefeated Mountain View Gotobo. We're going to take a break and be right back. Do not leave your seat. This one's going to be a nail biter. It's Mountain View and Leedy coming up right after this on our road to the Big House on K101.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OSSAA and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, getting ready for an area title game between second-ranked Mountain View Gotobo, unranked Leedy, but rarely does Leedy make it through a season without a number by their name. But this time, really not the same team playing right now that we're playing at the beginning of the season. These two teams looking to square off. Some names you want to know. We mentioned Kimberlin. He's 6'9". He averages 15 a game, but 4.3 blocks a game. He had 27 points. Versus Timberlake. So this guy can really, really score on you in bunches. Also, Jagger Worley, who's a junior guard, 6'4", 12.8 a game, 5.4 blocks a game. The size just doesn't come from Kimberlin. That's really where Mountain View gives you fits.
Yeah, and when they can do that across the board like that, it's going to change there. We just saw it a little bit there on the Hammond-Arnett side of things. It changed Arnett's approach. And Leedy, though, one of those teams, I'm not sure how much it's going to change too much here. I mean, it'll be something to deal with, but I'm not sure if these boys, you know, are going to be afraid by that challenge.
For Leedy, keep an eye on Drake Page. He's been a lockdown defender all year, and he is fun to watch. They will stay in your hip pocket and make life miserable for you. He's held down Trey Torrance at Hammond. He's held down Duhasen Sunray at Indiahoma. He held down Roberto Hernandez to 13. Now, I don't know. I don't know if he's big enough to guard Kimberlin, but he is basically the top defender. Call him the glove over there in Leedy, because that guy is all over you.
Yeah, well, we didn't know if he's big enough to defend Roberto, but sure enough, he did. And this is a guy, you want to talk about a high motor and a hard worker. He's not always going to pop on the score sheet, but he will do every other little thing. And he's seen a lot of basketball for this Leedy squad as a senior and a key part for him.
Your starters tonight for Mountain View, 00, Dalton Belcher, the sophomore. Jagger Worley, the senior, number one. Ryland Belcher, a fantastic football player, the senior, number 10. L.J. Landon, L.J. Hooper, number 30, the senior. And Skylar Kimberlin, the senior, number 35. Senior-led squad here for the Mountain View Gotobo Tigers. On the other side, Drake Page, number 21, is going to get the start for the Leedy Bison. We mentioned him. Number 24, Cade Clem is going to start. Number 44, Luke Puffenbarger. And number 50, Pablo Perez Pasos. P3, as we called him, Pablo Perez. Luke Puffenbarger, number 55, the sophomore, also going to start. Perez, by the way, a junior. Jack Puffenbarger, the senior. Cade Clem, number 24, junior. Drake Page is a senior for the Leedy Bison. Brother of Aiden Page, a big part of that state title run. They got all the way to the finals, did Leedy a couple years ago, and lost by an eyelash at the buzzer to Duke.
What a game
that
was.
Here we go. Mountain View in the maroon. I guess it's a crimson of sorts, whatever that color is, with the black numbers for MVG on the front. And Leedy going to be in the white with the green numbers and the green trim. And we're going to tip it off. And it's Kimberlin versus Puffenbarger. And Kimberlin easily tips it. And here we go. Mountain View going to start with the basketball going left to right as we're looking at it here. And again, Leedy going right to left. And quickly, ball goes out to the perimeter to Dalton Belcher. Over to Ryland Belcher. Rifles it inside to Kimberlin. Block. Passes it down inside underneath the Hooper. And it's blocked and picked off there by Puffenbarger. And Luke, who looks like he's going to be banging in the paint with Kimberlin here.
Going to have to be.
Except he's out on the perimeter. They got him out now to Page. Page with the basketball. Swings it over to Perez. Now on right side. Clem looking at a wing three. Says no. And they give it back to Puffenbarger. Size mismatch here in the perimeters. Mountain View in man defense here. The rifle to the left. Page thought about it. He said no. They swing it back around to Cade Clem. And now top of the key, Puffenbarger open for three. That's no good. Fight for the rebound and coming down with it is Hooper. And again, these Mountain View team, a lot of good football players out there as well. A lot of guy names we heard against Timberlake in that title game. Ryland Belcher got hurt in that game, and had he not, it may have been a much closer contest.
You see him wearing the leg brace here today.
Inside right block to Kimberlin. Trying to back everybody in. Rifles it outside to Dalton Belcher. Nice extra pass inside. Hooper, extra pass outside. They swing it back to Dalton. Good ball movement, but good defense by Leedy staying in front of the shooters. Kimberlin pushed all the way out to the perimeter. Belcher leaks out right side, three in the corner, and a rebound right back to Kimberlin. He spins, he shoots, makes it tough high shot. And they're going to call a three-second foul. Oh, foul.
Yeah, he got foul underneath. It's going to be on Godobo. They're going to tag Hooper, I believe, with that one.
Yeah. That'll be on L.J. Hooper, his first, team's first. Another key to this one's going to be free throws. Cade Clem down the stretch of the last game hit like 15 of 18.
He's solid from the line, man. Seems to be what he does. He steps in, hits free throws.
But the Tigers only shoot 57%, so if this becomes an ugly slugfest, the advantage might go to the Bison. Perez now swings it over to Clem. Clem to Puffenbarger. Got Dalton Belcher on him. He pulls it back and resets. And Luke now swings it back over to Cade Clem. Some cuts down low. Nice circle. Good offense there, but nobody open. And Puffenbarger tries to get the flop. Doesn't get the call from Belcher. Drive inside by Page. Nope, nowhere to go. He pulls it back out. Picks up his dribble. Looking down low. Nowhere to go. It's poked away and stolen. Ryland Belcher behind the back dribble with the knee brace. Ball's on the ground. Bounces to him. They're going to say he got a hand on it.
Yeah,
so no
Clem
double dribble.
I got a hand in there.
Dalton Belcher with that huge knee brace, which looks uncomfortable in his left knee. That's a quick three right side. That's not going to drop for Jagger Worley. And a rebound under the hoop by Vic Kimberlin, who puts it up and in for the first two of the game. Kimberlin's got two, and it's 2-0 Mountain View. 5:23 to go here in the first quarter. Both teams still feeling each other out. Now left side to Page. Top of the key. That's Jack Puffenbarger. And Jack looking for Luke. Gives it back to him, and the sophomore resets. Over to Clem. Clem drive inside. Got to get away with the travel there. They drop it off down right side under the block. Tough shot. Kimberlin with the block goes right back inside. The Puffenbarger takes it up and gets fouled. And that's exactly what they want from Jack Puffenbarger. Ugly this thing up.
Yeah, and well, that's what the senior's been good at, right? You got Luke that's out there on the perimeter kind of taking more of the guard skill. Jack's really adopted that gritty, tough, hey, I'm going to get down there and bang.
And now he's going to go to the free throw line. He misses the first one. That foul is on Kimberlin. That's one on him. 5:01 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 here early at the area championship. Second one, no good. Rebound Kimberlin, and two missed free throws there for Puffenbarger. Back comes Mountain View. Ryland Belcher, drive outside, kicks it back to Dalton. And Dalton's going to change direction and get the zone moving for Leedy. They basically have Luke face guarding Kimberlin right now, or Jack rather, down in the paint. He's trying to front him, and Perez is there to help. So it looks like a two-man game. Quick shot there by Belcher. It's going to come off long, tipped around and tracked down by Jagger Worley. And Worley gets lost in the mix, but he's another double-digit scorer with long arms.
And that's where they've got Drake Page on in the hip pocket is Mr. Worley.
Just step inside by Belcher, and Ryland Belcher knocked it down, and the senior leader, QB1 for Mountain View, hits the shot for zip. Tigers in front of Leedy. Crossing that timeline now is Luke Puffenbarger, picks up his dribble. Perez now takes it, gives it back to Luke, and they swing it around to Drake Page. Drake Page looks inside, nowhere to go. Back out to Cade Clem. Over to Drake. Looking for a teammate. Perez pops out, top of the key. Couple down screens, nowhere to go. Now in the post is Puffenbarger. Drive, Clem, right hand, hoists one up. Can't get it to go. It's tipped around, and Kimberlin rips it down. They got to be careful, and Kimberlin flips it ahead to Belcher. Belcher, three on two, inside. Ryland Belcher up underneath, missed a two. Rebound, though, by Kimberlin. He's swatted from behind, and he's going to get fouled on the follow-through. And that looks to be possibly Luke Puffenbarger.
That's who they got, yeah. Oh, 44,
Jack.
Jack, got Jack
gets tagged with it.
Which makes it a little bit more sense because I thought Luke had it clean over the top. Didn't have the body really in it.
Kimberlin going to go to the free throw line where he's basically shooting line drives up there because he's so tall, and that one's no good. Got some arc on it.
And we see this. It can be hard to adjust to that. I mean, you know, usually free throw process, you want to get a little bit of the arc, but these tall guys I've already seen over the top, I don't know how you adjust for that.
It is very rare, too, in Class B you see a 6'9 player that can move like Kimberlin. If he hits the second free throw, he's got three. You very rarely see anyone 6'9 in Class B. That's right. Picked up by Puffenbarger, and Leedy's got to get it over the timeline. They get it to Clem. They're running out of time, and a timeout there by Coach Carpenter.
Boy, he is red. He's
he is fired up. 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Dogfight here early. Defensive battle. 5-0 to score. Mountain View in front of Leedy. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
Do you need to hire skilled employees that really want to work?
Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services can help.
Get tax incentives.
And free training.
It makes sense to hire an Oklahoman with a disability.
And if you need help, DRS has your back.
Connect with DRS Business Services Program.
They are ready to serve you.
1-833-OK-DRS-4U or okdrs.gov/BSP.
And back here in Woodward, area championship, Mountain View go to Bow leads Leedy 5-0. And something you forget, is as busy as a week as it is, as we mentioned, quick turnaround. District Livestock Show for a lot of people in our neck of the woods, and we talked about Allison Friesen winning,
right,
her heifer winning grand champion and not being able to be there to show it. And right now, you got a lot of kids on the floor, especially from Leedy, who do that. We talked to Coach Carpenter on the morning show this morning. He was there for the livestock show, not for basketball. And so it's a busy week for everybody here in our neck of the woods. With the premium sale is actually coming up tomorrow as well. So
yes,
a lot of money on the line, Tyler. Big money. Drive by Puffenbarger. Bounce pass right side. Clem with a fadeaway. He's wide open. That shot won't drop. And a rebound by Kimberlin once again, who's got three already. Hands it off now to Belcher. The Belcher hesitation move. And he is a wide body, but he moves so quickly. I can only imagine without that brace, which he's fixing right now on the floor.
Just on the court, I'm about to say. I mean, that's
how quick
that
he must be without it.
Right, and have to adapt to that is tough.
He gets into the elbow. Rifles inside, no-look pass down to Kimberlin, who turns and shoots and missed it, and that shot altered by Puffenbarger. Luke tries to save it, drives it into Worley. Worley, shot fake up underneath, and that, another foul by Jack Puffenbarger, and a tough break for Jack, and a great shot fake by Worley. And now Puffenbarger with two is going to have to come out of here.
And
now your plan is altered if you're Coach Carpenter, because it looks like it was his job to stay in front of Kimberlin down there. Worley goes to the free throw line and hits the first one. Jagger Worley hits the shot, and now we got our first substitution of the game. Jace Green, who's started several times for this team. Is Coach Carpenter really trying to figure out his starting mix all year and what worked and what didn't work?
Well, and he's blessed with a little bit of depth, right? Like, he's got five, six guys, maybe seven that you could argue would start for a lot of other teams.
Worley hits them both. Should be seven. It's 6-0, but it should be 7-0. There it is, 2:34 to go in the first quarter. All Mountain View. Leedy has yet to score with 2:29 to go in the first, and we talked about the defense of the Tigers. They had a substitution of their own, actually. Aiden Kimberlin, the sophomore, in the game. So, yes, there's another one. He's not as tall. In the paint. Spin. Puffenbarger takes it up underneath and the reverse won't fall. Tipped around. Ryland Belcher looking to run. He's got Worley on his left. He's going to take it. He lost the basketball. Swatted by Clem and it's loose. It's poked into the backcourt and waiting it is Dalton Belcher. And Coach Carpenter's right. That's over and back.
Yeah, it was. That's what they got finally. And Coach Carpenter had the entire bench behind him screaming for it as well.
Well, Coach Scales is saying it was tipped, but I don't think he's going to get that call.
And what a block by Kay Clem. I mean, he got up for that. I mean, that was, I haven't seen him get up like that.
Remains 7-0. Clem now on the wing. They give it to Perez. Left side. He gets a screen inside. Doesn't take it. Now drops it to Puffenbarger. On his back is Belcher, who hits him out. That ball's tipped around, poked by Kimberlin. It's loose and beaten. It's Ryland Belcher to the sideline. Tries to throw it off Clem and throws it right back to Kimberlin. Lucky bounce for Mountain View. Finger roll inside. Won't drop for Kimberlin. Trying to show the skill, and he's a little off the mark here early.
And Lee's doing a great job on them. They just got to start getting their own baskets in.
Perez on the wing. They're leaving him out there. Jay Screen thought about it. Drive and kick. Passos inside. Perez drives inside. Jump stop in. Left side. Crowd wanted to travel. And Leedy's on the board. And P3 gets the first point. 7-2.
Who else?
For Mountain View. And now Belcher crossing that timeline. Ryland Belcher says, let's slow it down, team.
He's already built up a great sweat in the first quarter. And with that fast, he moves.
He's playing really hard out there right now. Drive inside the block, and he's cut off, and he has to get rid of it. Back outside to Aiden Kimberlin. He's got the – is that green hair he's got? Can't figure out.
Can't tell.
Kimberlin's got
maybe
a dye hair
streaks.
Color.
Yeah.
Drive inside. Ryland Belcher left side. Dalton Belcher, that is. Pump fake, shot fake, and up and in. Dalton Belcher now with two, and the answer by Mountain View. Lead 9-2, 45 seconds left in the quarter. Puffenbarger gets it back to Clem. Now to Jace Green. Lofts it inside to Luke. He skies up for it. Good give and go, and if it overthrew Green. Stolen by Belcher. Ryland Belcher, breakaway. Puffenbarger behind him, swatted by two players. And the block, and Belcher trying to get the call. No call. Bounce pass over to Green. Flips it ahead to Puffenbarger. Drives, kick inside to Perez. 24 seconds remaining. Perez up underneath. He's swatted by Kimberlin. Ball's pinballed around. Puffenbarger puts it up. No good. And back to Mountain View.
Good grief.
And a couple opportunities for Leedy and couldn't get it to drop.
And for Mountain View, how about the defense underneath, though, from Lee? The swats back-to-back. Good grief.
Just the length of Mountain View is giving Leedy fits right now. 3 seconds to shoot. Belcher coming up, foot on the line. That's no good. And a rebound by Green. And at the end of one quarter, the Mountain View Godibo Tigers in front 9-2 after one. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
Are you looking for an easy payment solution for your business? With Bank 7's Business Online Banking, they provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to cash management across your devices. You can approve ACH and wire transfers as well as bill payments all from your mobile phone. So whether you're at the office, the airport, or anywhere in between, they give you powerful, convenient, and secure tools to run your business from anywhere. For more info, call Bank 7 at 580-254-0100 and speak with a business banker today. Mobile data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back in Woodward, one quarter in the books. Mountain View Godibo's led from the tip 9-2. There's a defensive battle here early. It's only a 9-2 score in the area final as Coach Lance Carpenter trying to match his sister and take home an area title here. Here's Leah Beer coming through earlier. Hammond Lady Warriors advancing to state over Arnett. Now Peyton Goodall in the game here for Leedy coming out of that timeout. A couple different players. Christian Kleinsmith in there as well. Baseline, Passos turns, shoots left hand and got the ball to roll down. And Pablo Perez right now with all the Leedy points, all four.
Hey, P3 ready for the challenge, Trent.
That was a nice little shot, switched hands, got it to roll down.
That's what we call the touch.
A little bit of touch. Kleinsmith now at the front of this 2-3 zone here for the Bison. It's really a zone and one because right now they are zone and one and Jagger Worley. Nice backdoor cut by Kimberlin to the rack and a great pass by the quarterback who feeds him in low. and five for Kimberlin, and that's a tough play to stop on the pick and roll there.
Oh, and he's so big, and he moves so well. He just gets in there and creates all of that space.
Klein Smith, now they swing it around. It's going to be a three for Jace Green. Won't go. Goodall rebound. Back outside Perez for three. Wide open and off the mark. Rebound by Dalton Belcher. Back the other way come the Tigers, up 11-4, 6:55 to go in the half. Rylan Belcher down inside. Aiden Kimberlin back outside. Dalton Belcher for three. That's off. Kimberlin tries to sky and grabs the rebound. He tipped it to himself. Back outside to Dalton Belcher. Drives baseline. Runs out of room. Tries to shoot the reverse. Won't go. Shot altered by Leedy and Perez. Good defense there by 50. And goes back to the Bison. Luke Puffenbarger is yet to score. Is going to attack. Inside. Euro step off the glass. It went down. Came back out on him. Great move. Didn't drop. And frustration on the face of 55. Lofted inside to Kimberlin, tipped to him. He shot fakes, takes it back up, gets the foul in the bucket. And he beat everybody down, and that's where the speed of Kimberlin, he covers the floor in like four steps.
Well, and Coach Scales over there, as soon as that rebound was collected, he's telling his team go. I mean, he's giving them the hand wave, you know, it's like waving them home from third. I mean, he's telling them let's go.
7 points already for Kimberlin, 6:21 to go in the first half, and the and one attempt drops for him. As he's got eight, that foul going to be charged to Perez, his first, third team foul on Leedy. 6:14 to go in the half. Perez now, they swing it over to Klein Smith. Now we're in the corner to Jace Green. He drives baseline, tries to take it up inside, right at Kimberlin. Uh-huh. He missed it again, and Leedy can't buy a bucket.
Two that great looks and couldn't get him down.
Third one that's went down and came back out for him, point blank. Belcher swinging to the right side. Aiden Kimberlin's open for three in the corner. That's going to rattle out and a rebound right underneath by Worley, who skies in for it. And he's dealing with Goodall in his hip pocket. Turn. Kimberlin, they're going to call a travel. He changed pivot feet there, and good call by the referee.
Yeah, that's a good catch. Good catch.
And Drake Page going to come back in for Peyton Goodall as they're going to take turns staying in front of Jagger Worley tonight.
That's going to be a tall test. You mentioned he's a double-figure scorer in his own right.
My dream of seeing Drake Page guard Skylar Kimberlin is not going to come to fruition.
Doesn't seem like it this one.
No. And now Puffenbarger gives it over to Drake Page right side. They put it down in the corner to Jace Green. Flashing elbow. Perez takes it to Kimberlin, kicks it to Kleinsmith. He hesitates, kicks it over far side to Green, and they reset. Back to Page. Paso's trying to front Kimberlin. They don't give it to him. 5:21 to go in the half. 14-4 Mountain View in front of Leedy. Bison with the basketball. Kleinsmith picks up his dribble. It's stripped from him. And once again, Rylan Belcher comes away with it to the rack. Left hand, and he missed the lay-in. Rebound, though, by Worley. Flips it over to Kimberlin, and they're going to get a traveling call on Kimberlin because he did not expect Puffenbarger to be there.
Yeah.
Crowd didn't like it.
But Rylan Belcher right now, Trent, this kid, I mean, fantastic. You mentioned QB1. He could be maybe CB1 out there as well. He's getting a lot of interceptions.
I mean, it was between him and J.J. Pippen for player of the year in football in Class C this year until he got hurt in that title game. Turn spin move by Perez, and Kimberlin alters the shot. Right move by Perez, and Kimberlin just too much down low right now for the Bison, 14-4. Mountain View leads. Quick three. It's Belcher. Rylan Belcher rattles it home. And for a guy who got hurt in the state title football game, is here to play during basketball. 17-4, the Tigers lead Leedy. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back after this with the rest of the first half. It's a road to the Big House on K101.
Hundreds of Oklahoma teenagers have no family, few options, and often nowhere to turn. But older kids need foster and adoptive families too. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services has hundreds of teenagers waiting, hoping that you'll decide to make a difference in their life. Call the Oklahoma Department of Human Services and become a foster or adoptive parent. You will forever change a child's life and your own.
You've made a big difference in my life. Thank you.
And back. Yeah, Boomer Fieldhouse here on Jimmy Peck Court. Boys area championship game here. Winner of this is going to punch their ticket to the state quarters on Thursday. Time and place TBA. Losers got to drop down and play a very different team in 10th-ranked Goodwell, who is a track meet out there.
Yeah.
So going to be a contrasting styles.
To that, though, Leedy has kind of been challenged by Goodwell to be, you know, more of tempo, and Mountain View's really taking advantage of that early on.
Defensively, Mountain View has been very impressive. They are a very hard to score on right now. 17-4. They lead, and we got a conversation over the sideline. Looks like Coach Scales talking to the referee. He's got a couple assistants. Well, Ken Bohannon, Pete Gonzalez assisting him, and Randy Henry assisting Coach Carpenter on the other side. Well, it's Coach Broadbent's over there as well. Into the paint, left hand off the glass, and a feed inside. And nice cut by Jace Green, who gets Leedy off the schneid. It's 17-6, and they needed that bucket with 4:27 to go in the half. Good timeout there by Coach Carpenter. Drive, left side, Belcher poked away and out of bounds by Jace Green. As Ryland Belcher has got a pep in his step right now.
Oh, he's playing with all the energy, Trent.
You can tell who the leader is on the floor. He's talking to everybody. He's clapping. Bounce pass back outside to Kimberlin. Aiden Kimberlin gives it to Jagger Worley. In the corner, Belcher drops mid-post, back outside. Showing ball nowhere to go. There's Dalton. They give it to Ryland. Ryland weaves his way inside, flips it inside to Kimberlin with a great assist. Drew the attention and dropped it off to Kimberlin, who's got 10. And it's 19-6, and it's all Tigers right now.
Yeah, as soon as he saw that double team down there on the block, he said, hey, my big guy's open, and just slipped it to him.
In the corner, Page fakes it, tries to flip it inside to Green and throws it off of him, but Puffenbarger saves it. Cade Clem now. They give it to Luke Puffenbarger. Hasn't scored yet. Right side. Now to Green, now to Perez. Perez hands it back off to Clem, guarded by Worley. They flip it over the other side to Page. In the paint, spin move, Puffenbarger. He's triple team, takes it to Kimberlin, who blocks him, tips it around, rebound underneath by Page, who gets fouled on the floor. And I believe that's going to be on Dalton Belcher.
Tough break for Drake Page. He was going for the shot, but they didn't see it because there's such a massive man down there in the paint.
Very emphatically called by the official there. He must have got some attitude from Dalton Belcher. That was a very emphatic foul call. One foul on Dalton. Three on Mountain View. Leedy keeps the basketball here, trailing 16-9 in desperate need of points. Puffenbarger comes up shooting from the elbow off the mark, and a rebound on the left side by Jagger Worley. Back come the Tigers, and Ryland Belcher on the attack once again. Weaving his way inside. Stopped at the elbow, flipped it back to Dalton. His brother drives in, kicks it back out to Aiden Kimberlin. Now to Ryland Belcher on the right wing. Puffenbarger closes out on him. Gets a screen from Kimberlin. Doesn't take it and drives and kicks it back to Kimberlin at the free throw line, who elects not to shoot that one. And with 3 minutes to go in the half, Tigers going to reset up 19-6. Led from the tip is Leedy, really being held in offense. They only had 2 points in that first quarter. Kimberlin spins to the right, tough shot and missed. And good defense there by Perez. Puffenbarger now, Luke with it, crosses over, looking for space, inside, fade away, in the paint, won't drop for him, tipped around, Dalton Belcher comes away with it, flips it ahead to Worley, he's got a breakaway, left side, and he throws down the dunk, and hits the deck on the foul. Jagger Worley and the Mountain View crowd losing their mind, and Worley.
He got up, Trent.
Got up there, and that foul's going to be tagged to Cade Clem, his first, fourth team foul on Leedy. And everything going the Tigers' way right now. Jagger Worley going to go to the free throw line for the and one, and he hit it. 22-6, all Tigers. Leedy desperately needing offense here.
They got to get an outside shot going. That
they're going to try one. Drake Page got long off the mark, and Skylar Kimberlin swallows up the board.
Yeah, Mavis just packing that paint right now. Yeah, there's just nothing there for Leedy, so you got to start hitting a couple outside shots.
Ryland Belcher is going to direct traffic once again. And Kimberlin's been the threat, but Belcher's been a huge reason why these guys are in front, really orchestrating that offense. Dalton Belcher, top of the key, hand in his face. That's off, and he's going to follow the shot. No one boxed out shooter. Belcher's going to take it inside, right hand off the glass and down. 24-6, and the Leedy crowd silenced right now with a minute 47 to go in the half. The Tigers rolling. State quarterfinalist a year ago was Mountain View. They lost in that first one. And they lost to Varnum, who eventually won the state title, and right. It was only a four-point game. Clem, long two, and he hit it. Jace Green, fourth for him. He's got half the leading points, and Perez has the other half, 24-8. 1:17 here to go in the half, and Ryland Belcher says, we're going to slow it down here. Left side, now to Dalton, back to Ryland Belcher. To Dalton Belcher. Trying to look down inside to Aiden Kimberlin. They loft it to Skyler. It's poked away. Good defense there again by Jace Green, who's playing great off the bench for Coach Carpenter. Rifled ahead. Right side to Clem. Now back to Page. 56 seconds left in the half. 24-8 Mountain View in front. Page thought about a three. They give it to Perez, who is not even looking at a three. So yeah. I'm guessing he's not in his arsenal.
He took one earlier, but definitely didn't look great.
Long three, Green. Hot hand, and he hit it. And Jace Green has got the hot hand right now for Leedy. They needed that. Makes it 24-11, 35 seconds left in this half.
That's a shot in the arm right there for the Bison. Now can you come up with a couple stops? They just got the last stop on the steal. Got a hold here on Mountain View.
Ryland Belcher telling guys to get around. As right now he's got two wings. High post to Kimberlin, and in the corner is Worley. And Ryland's going to sit there and dribble it around until somebody comes and gets him as Leedy is backed all the way off. And he's just now going to stand there. He's going to look back at his coach. He's saying, what do we do? 9 seconds. Now he's got to go. 7 seconds. Gets a screen from Kimberlin. Nicely slipped. He's going to come around, shoot it from the elbow off the mark. 2 seconds, 1 second. Leedy's got to hoist it. It's a baseball pass. Not even close. Almost went to the upper deck here in the Boomer Fieldhouse. At the end of the half, all Mountain View go to Bow 24-11. They lead Leedy. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's all happening at the 101 Center in Woodward. Hutch's Convenience Store, AT&T, Bearded Barber, Happy Nails, Gold Leaf, Unit Petroleum, Sunbelt Credit, Accent Care, Oklahoma Army National Guard, and K101, KZZW, and Z92 radio stations, all located at the 101 Center at the busiest intersection in Woodward at Williams and Downs Avenue. The 101 Center, classic, uncomplicated, comfortable, naturally business-friendly, and the location to be at in Woodward. Now available for immediate leasing to prime business locations, Suite G and H with 3,750 square feet of space, perfect for business, retail, or restaurant expansion. And Suite S&T with over 2,000 square feet of prime office space to accommodate your growing business or needed expansion. For appointment, call 580-254-2034. The 101 Center, the right business atmosphere, the perfect location, and it's perfect for you.
Do you need to hire skilled employees that really want to work?
Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services can help.
Get tax incentives.
And free training.
It makes sense to hire an Oklahoman with a disability.
And if you need help, DRS has your back.
Connect with DRS Business Services Program.
They are ready to serve you.
1-833-OK-DRS-4U or okdrs.gov/BSP.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Yep. You hear us, BJ?
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter. We didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
And welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse Area Championship. Mountain View Goaty Bowl leads leading 24-11. Trent Caldwell, Tyler Riggs here. And I also want to thank our sponsors, Bank 7, Morse Roofing, Ceiling State Bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Arnett. Couldn't do it without you guys to make this happen tonight. But right now, all Mountain View in this one. Only two Leedy Bison have scored. 7 for Jace 3, 4 for P3, Pablo Perez Mazos. As right now, that's the only two in the books. But for Mountain View, they get scoring from a little bit everywhere. Skylar Kimberlin with 10, Jagger Worley with 5, Dalton Belcher with 4, and Rylan Belcher with 5. But really, Rylan Belcher directing traffic, making the right plays, making the right reads. I mean, when I was talking to Coach Scales about his team, he said, that's the guy's motor makes us run, and now you can see why. That's a quarterback out there for a reason, and that's the leader on the floor. And right now, as menacing as Kimberlin is, Rylan Belcher's been killing Leedy.
Yeah, because he's setting the table for everybody, right? And you just described it perfectly there. He knows where to put everybody. He knows where they should be, where they're going. And really, he's just letting everybody else play with that thinking. He's doing all the thinking for him. And we got a guy like that on the court as a coach for Coach Gales. It makes it so much easier. It's an extension of the coach on the floor. And you could just see it. He affects everything on both sides of the ball.
Good news for the Bison. It's only a 13-point game because it feels like it could be worse. But it is. They're hanging around there. And they're within striking distance if they can just start hitting some shots. But the defense of Mountain View, very impressive. But Leedy's played pretty good defense, too. You know, you're holding the Mountain View team to 24 in the first half. A pretty good number for that squad. Has been blowing people out of the gym. Now, loser of this gets Goodwell, who played Mountain View tough, about as tough as anybody. 43-40 was the score of that one. They almost upset them. So they are vulnerable. And Coach Carpenter, you better believe, has got a trick or two up his sleeve here coming out in the second half. And we'll see if he can turn it on and try to get his team back in it. Elsewhere in the state, Hydro Eakley leads Surreal 35-24 at the half. Garber all over Texoma right now, 35-21. That is an excellent Garber team, number two in the state in Class A. Van Hall leads Wilson 26-11. Also Tushka over Rattan 34-30. Those are Class A scores. And in Class B, the rest of Class B for the boys' side, as we try to see if we can get some updates on the goings-on around the rest of who indeed the winner here may play as we look forward into the Class B tournament. We mentioned Goodwell winning earlier over Timberlake, Aldo Espino with 21 in that game. But Fort Cobb, Broxton, and Glencoe right now. Glencoe leads big 56-40. That's the fourth-ranked team in Class B. And Roth is getting pasted by Duke, as Roth was the top team in the state. They were a state finalist a year ago, got beat by Varnum. They're down to Duke 24-3 at the half. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Well, it is to a degree. I mean, Duke's really flexed their muscle over the last few years. Last year was kind of an off year a little bit for them for their standards, so not surprised to see them coming out strong.
Also, Buffalo Valley and Stringtown, 14-6 in a dogfight right now, one-point game in the third quarter. But right now, Coach Carpenter looking to make some adjustments here in this one to try to bring his Bison back out on top. Now, tomorrow we will have the consolation final game for you starting at 6:30. That'll be O'Keen taking on Arnett for the right to go into that second state. Now, again, with two people get to go to state. Hammond's already punched their ticket, and O'Keen and Arnett going to try to punch theirs tomorrow. And that one will be followed by the loser of this one. And then they're going to play 10th-ranked Goodwell, who we just mentioned has gave a go-to ball all they can handle. So if you're Mountain View, you want to ice this thing because you don't want to see the Eagles again.
No, they don't. They don't for sure. But Leedy, they want to keep their hot streak going, Trent. I mean, and they've got the horses to do it. It's just, like I said at the pregame, hey, can you make the adjustments? Similar to that girls matchup, who's going to make those big-time adjustments? We'll see how the half opens.
And Luke Puffenbarger, who's averaged 19 in the postseason, he had 29 versus India Home. He had 18 versus Tyrone, is held scoreless so far in that first half. That is an excellent defensive job by a Mountain View Goaty Bow. So they're going to need 55 to have some plays here in the second half if they're going to come back. But right now, 24-11 is the score. And we already took a couple breaks because we went off the air there for a little bit. So we're going to keep it right here and maybe talk a little bit about what else we got going on elsewhere. As we mentioned, a wrap earlier in the day on the boys' side out in Enid in Class A, Arapahoe Butler with a narrow three-point win over Visai, 56-53, as Visai tried to pull the upset.
They
came
tried,
within an eyelash.
What a scrappy squad.
Couldn't pull it off. Canute over Southwest Covenant out there at 57-47. They move on to their consolation final. We mentioned Goodwell beating Timberlake here, 46-40. Aldo Espino with 21. Lomega's boys lost today. They get eliminated, 37-35 to Earlsboro, the 19th-ranked team in the state. Alec upsets 11th-ranked Big Pasture. Alec has rolled through beating ranked teams as they made it to the consolation final, 47-39. Also, Pittsburgh on the boys' side beating Calvin. So Pittsburgh's boys and girls heading to, or Pittsburgh's boys heading to the consolation final. Pittsburgh's girls heading to state right now. We mentioned O'Keen Arnett tomorrow. Varnum will play Payden in the other consolation final in class. These are all girls. Sentinel will play Lukeba Sickles, a team Coach Scales knows well. We're here at the high school. McCurtain and Whitesboro squaring off tomorrow as Pittsburgh's girls remain keep that win streak going at 27. Whitesboro with the loss will move on to play 9th-ranked McCurtain. Battle a couple teams that are perennially in the mix there for state. We mentioned Turpin giving Garber all they could handle. The girls 61-60 in overtime. Their sixth overtime in two games.
Golly.
For the Lady Cardinals. And they got to turn around. And what do they have to do for their trouble? They get ceiling tomorrow.
I mean, it's a Coach Small squad, so I'm pretty sure they'd be fine with just playing continuously. I don't think they're too worried about that.
Second-ranked team in the state in girls' Class A basketball. Okarchi got beat today by Van Noss, 53-37. Okarchi will have to beat Ripley to make it to state the hard way. Van Noss is going to punch their ticket. Hydro's girls, top-ranked team, Class A. They hold serve 56-39 over Cyril. They're headed to state. And Caddo, the fourth-ranked team in girls' Class A, beats Strother 47-40. They come out on top of that one. So tournament basketball here, Tyler. Doesn't get any better than this. We're at it now. One half to play. Leedy fighting for their lives. And not over yet. A lot of time left. Only a 13-point game here in the second half.
Well, you know, it's what? We got about 4 hours till March. So maybe we get a little early March Madness trend. You know, we're at that time of the year like you're talking about.
Crazy things happen this time of year. And only down 13. With only two guys scoring, Leedy's got to figure they can generate some offense here. They can get back in this thing. And they're going to flip-flop sides, and the Tigers going to start with the basketball. Again, going right to left now in that maroon with the black numbers. The MVG on it. It's going to be inbounded to Ryland Belcher. And Mountain View starts with the basketball going right to left. Leedy in the green, and that one's poked away by Puffenbarger. He's got a breakaway with Belcher. Looking at a streaking teammate left side, pulls up and missed it, and altered by Ryland Belcher in his hip pocket. Great defense.
The much smaller man, too, still got his body in there.
Belcher bounce pass to Kimberlin, mid-post. He's swarmed. He tries to spin to the paint, lowers his shoulder, and that's a charge. And that is, he did try to use that shoulder as a weapon.
Good call.
And that's going to be his second foul on Skylar Kimberlin.
So two straight stops now for Leedy. You couldn't convert on the steal by Puffenbarger, but got to look to convert here.
A little bit of pressure here for Mountain View, trying to go 1-2-2-1 trapping press early. They throw it in midcourt. Belcher tries to get the steal, and broken by Leedy. Page, bounce pass, right side, up and in. And Jace Green, who didn't start the game, started the half because he's got 9 already.
He might be the unsung hero of the day for Leedy. We'll see.
24-13, and in the postseason, it's those guys that got to come through right now. Jace Green keeping his team in it. Leedy back in a 2-3 zone. Green out there, by the way, with both Puffenbargers, Perez and Page. That's a quick three by Worley. Tried to get the flop, and he's going to get the call. And that's a rough call because that was a flop by Worley.
Yeah.
He's going to get 3 free throws for this. And that is going to be tagged number 3 on Jack Puffenbarger. And that is a tough break at a lot of levels for the Bison. And 3 throws for Worley, who knocks the first one down. He kind of fell after the foul. There was a good second before he hit the ground.
Delayed reaction a bit.
He hits the first one, second one, rolls in, swirls around, and goes down for Jagger Worley, who's got 7 points in this one. And he's going to have another crack here from the free throw line, and Worley misses the third one. And talking about the struggles from the free throw line, they've actually shot it pretty well, have the Tigers here. Right side, Puffenbarger. He's got Belcher on it. Pokes it away from behind, and Kimberlin comes up with a steal. Ryland Belcher with another great play. Ahead to Dalton Belcher to the rack, left hand, and good. Another great pass, another great steal, and another assist for Ryland Belcher, and another timeout. by the Leedy Bison. With 6:47 to go in the third quarter, Mountain View 28, Leedy 13. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
Right now, the Forgotten Poor are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world with volunteer medical staff and crew. And now with our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now. We are putting faith into action and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
And we are back here in Boomer Fieldhouse, 28-13. Tigers in front of the Bison. And a long time out here, and Coach Carpenter spent the entire time out talking to the officials.
Yeah, clarifying some stuff. As you know, that's one of the old tricks there in the veteran coach book. Hey, you get some clarification on some stuff, you can then take that to your team and adjust. Because we've talked about this. This is on all levels of sports. Each ref crew is going to have their own preferences, how they call things, what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Not that they try to, you know, obviously bend the rules any, but they've got their own feel to them, so you got to figure that out.
Also, a lot of trust in Coach Henry to get everybody squared away.
Yeah,
Good job there by Coach Henry. Stepping in. Coach Carpenter working the referees, and he has got the red face going on here. Puffenbarger. Down baseline, Jay Screen spins baseline, runs into Kimberlin, and just gets the ball over to Jack Puffenbarger. Jack got the head, just holding it there. Now gives it up to Green in the corner. Top of the key now to Drake Page, and he resets everybody. 6:26 to go in the third frame, 28-13 Mountain View, and Luke Puffenbarger almost lost the basketball. Regathers it to Green, now corner. Drake Page. Over to Perez, back to Page, and nobody open in the paint. Really clogged right now for Mountain View. Page has Belcher on him, Rylan Belcher. They bounce it now into the post. Puffenbarger's double teamed by Belcher. He turns and shoots it anyway off the glass. Fight for the rebound, and Kimberlin comes away with it. And ahead to Rylan Belcher, who's sprinting down the floor. 3-on-2, kicks it back outside to Worley, and blocked from behind by Puffenbarger. And out of bounds.
The comeback by Luke Puffenbarger to get that one, boy. He swatted that one almost to the upper decks.
Instead, looked good, but still going to be Mountain View's basketball.
It saved probably a good three-point look.
Clem's going to come on for Drake Page now for Leedy. They're going to inbound it for Mountain View here, leading 28-13. Drive Dalton Belcher to Ryland. Ryland, floater inside off the iron, won't fall, tipped around. And that time Luke Puffenbarger swallows up the rebound. Ahead to Jack. Jack now in the corner. Cade Clem had an open shot, said no. They give it up to Jace Green. Green back out to Luke. Gets a screen from Green. Pick and roll. Green, now he's got Kimberlin on his back and says, oh, and now he's double teamed. He's got to get rid of it. Flips it over to Jack, who turns down the long two. Back out to Green for a long three. That's not going to drop. Tipped around and a rebound, Luke Puffenbarger. He takes it to the rack off the glass and picks up the foul. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. As a couple good looks there. I thought Jack Puffenbarger was going to take that 12-footer.
Yeah, he thought about it for a good second, but just said, I'll wait and try to pass it back out.
Going to put, that's the second foul, by the way, on LJ Hooper. Only two team fouls for Mountain View. 5:18 to go in the third quarter. One for Leedy, and that's going to miss, be off the mark there for Luke Puffenbarger, but it's yet to get on the scoreboard.
Been that type of night. They've been going at him pretty hard.
One more for Luke, and he's off the schneid with one. 28-14. It's a 14-point game. Tigers with the ball. They lead the Bison. Crossing that timeline, Rylan Belcher, wing, Dalton, looking inside at Hooper, not there. Hooper hanging around the free throw line. They give it to him, high post. He steps mid post, bounce pass, back outside to Belcher, extra pass to Dalton, in the paint to Kimberlin, streaking inside is Hooper. Great offense, and Hooper missed the bunny. That was a fantastic play, and Hooper couldn't capitalize.
Yeah, he heard the footsteps, a little puff of a marker coming.
Luke. Picking up at the free throw line, to the wing, open, Clem for three, off long, and a rebound on the backside by Hooper. He did a nice job in the backside box out in the board. 28-14, the score remains. Mountain View in front of Leedy, 4:33 to go in the third quarter. And not in a hurry are the Tigers right now. Leedy drops back into that 2-3. Into the corner, Rylan Belcher. Puffenbarger trying to front Kimberlin down low. They got Jack Puffenbarger behind him. Pazos in front of him, Perez in front of him, and they missed off the mark there by Belcher. And a rebound and a travel on Perez.
I guess he picked it up and kind of spun and didn't really.
Shuffled his back foot. That was a very ticky-tack foul. But, you know, we've talked a lot this year about the officials' emphasis on traveling, which I believe is a little too much. But that's what it's one of the things they've focused on, the officials this year. Tipped back at a Puffenbarger. And a steal for Leedy. They're going to maintain possession here. They're going to give it over to Clem. Clem driving kick outside to Green. Back outside to Clem on the baseline. Post. Puffenbarger takes it up underneath and is blocked by Kimberlin on the backside. He tried to use the rim as a defender. And Kimberlin with a good rotation in the block. Drive. Belcher changes hands. Spin move inside in the paint. What a move by Belcher. And the shot didn't fall for him. Quickly back comes Leedy. They try to get it ahead. And a technical foul.
On who? That's the question.
And I'm not sure.
It might be on Belcher.
They teed up somebody, and it looks to be on Mountain View.
It's either on Coach Scales or it's on one of the players. Not sure yet.
And they're going to point towards Mountain View.
Might be on Coach Scales. No, it was on Belcher. I thought Ryland Belcher, he must have said the magic words.
Whatever he said, that's his first foul, and that is a technical foul. And maybe what the Bison need to try to get going here. Their best free throw shooter, Cade Clem, is going to be at the line. And sometimes these technicals are harder to shoot when you got nobody standing there, but that's not the case with Clem.
Blocks it all out, Trent, like champ.
It's just weird. Everybody's left you, and you're just all alone down there. It's supposed to be an advantage, but it seems to always backfire. The second one misses for Clem, who can't believe it.
Left it just a bit long, man. Just a bit.
He was thinking what I was thinking. 28-15, Mountain View in front. And Leedy is going to get the basketball, so they do get a point out of that. So a potential here for a possible four-point play if they can get a three. But points hard to come by right now for Leedy. Only 15 so far. 28-15, they trail. Jack Puffenbarger with the basketball. Picked up his dribble. Tries to rifle it inside to Page. He just corrals the basketball. Spins inside and gets called for a travel.
Yeah, he picked it up. Took steps.
Took one extra step in the paint. He was trying to force the issue. Drive inside and gets called for the turnover there. Goes back to the Tigers. Ryland Belcher with the basketball. Skip pass now into the corner to Dalton. Flash inside to Kimberlin. Nice job by Green, who comes flashing across the floor to knock that out of bounds.
Man, how big has he been for this Bison squad?
Great game for him.
It kept a minute.
28-15, they trail still, though. Back to a 13-point lead for Mountain View. Top of the key to Dalton Belcher. Now the Tigers on a bit of a scoring drought. Drive by Ryland Belcher, though, to the rack, and he ends it. Went baseline. That quick first step. And even with the knee brace, he's beating people with the first step. That's seven for Ryland.
Like I said earlier, imagine what he'd do without that brace.
Now the corner, Perez, flash inside to Grease. Nice shot fake inside by Clem, who turned around and shot. He got Worley off his feet. And good bucket there for Cade Clem with the answer. 30-17, Mountain View leads Leedy, 2:44 to go in the third frame. Ryland Belcher now trying to shake Clem. Gives it over to Dalton Belcher. And they have done, between Drake Page and Peyton Goodall, they've done a fantastic job on Worley, who's barely touched it. Now Dalton Belcher's got an open three. That's off the mark, and nice box out underneath by Jack Puffenbarger. Green now double team, gets around everybody, takes it around. He's cut off by Hooper, flips it back to Perez. They break the press. Corner, Page, nowhere to go. Pass fake, Puffenbarger lobs it up inside to Clem, but too far. He's under the hoop. Clem pulls it back out. Right idea, just a little late on that pass. And now Page, top of the key. Big possession here for the Bison. Screen from Page on Clem. He crosses over twice. Ball loses the basketball. It's tipped away and goes right to Belcher. Forward ahead. Worley, left side. Jump stop and tried to throw it back and threw it away.
He thought his man was going to fly past him, but he didn't. Great move by Lee.
Puffenbarger, right side now to Page. Looking inside to Perez. He says no with Kimberlin down there. In the corner. Puffenbarger on the short corner now. Flips it inside. That one poked away by Dalton Belcher. Goes right back to Puffenbarger. Caught under the hoop. Flips it back outside to Clem. Shot fake. Drive. Hit in the mouth. No call. Ball on the ground. Picks it up and saves the possession. It's back to Puffenbarger. One stop, jump stop, right at Kimberlin, takes it at him and picks up the foul. And it was almost a block until Kimberlin followed through with that hand.
Right.
He tilted a little too more to him, and he's upset, but that's the right call there.
Yeah, that's his third as well, so that's why he's partly upset. Trent, this is some street basketball. They're letting these guys play hard.
There's only been not that many foul. No one's really in foul trouble.
That's what I'm saying. They're letting it play.
But another missed free throw by Puffenbarger. And we talked about free throws being big and Mountain View struggling from the line. It's been Leedy. He's left a lot of points on the line tonight. And sometimes when games get physical like this, that's a byproduct of it. The second free throw for Puffenbarger drops, and Jack is on the board. That's his first point tonight. Cuts it to 12. 30-18, minute 22 to go in the third quarter. Big last minute 22 if you're leading and you can get it to single digits. You might be able to shift the momentum your way.
Oh.
Belcher picks it up, almost walked. Gives it to Dalton Belcher at the Woodward W. And it goes back to Ryland. And with a minute seven, they're going to look to hold it. Now we'll see if Jay Screen's going to come get him, and he is. Got to be careful with Belcher. Now they bounce pass it out to the right side. That's Dalton. 57 seconds left for the Tigers here. Leading by 12. They've got the ball. Now back to Ryland Belcher, directing traffic. Green staring him down, doing what you're supposed to do, staring right at his numbers. And Belcher picks up the dribble, right side. Now over to Dalton. And Puffenbarger's coming all the way out to get Dalton Belcher on the perimeter, trying to stretch things out. Hooper's out there to help out. 33 seconds here left for the Tigers. And Leedy, it's a long possession here for Mountain View, playing for last shot with 28 seconds to go. And Green trying to stay in front of Belcher is really Leedy just hanging back, happy to let this be last shot for the most part. They're kind of half-heartedly going after
him. Right, yeah. Well, you got to be careful. Like I say, can't give Mountain View kind of a look there and overcommit.
9 seconds to shoot. Ryland Belcher with it in the third quarter. 9 seconds. Drive. Belcher into traffic. Jump stop. Left hand. Tough shot. Won't go. Tipped around. Clem gets it. One to shoot. He heaves it. Three-quarter court. Oh, and he just missed it. At the buzzer, it's Mountain View 30 at the end of three, leading 18. Back with the final frame after this on our road to the big house on K101.
Lucky Star Casino is your home for the biggest jackpots. Last year, Lucky Star paid out over $167 million in jackpots. That's almost $14 million every month. The winnings are just the beginning. Eat a great meal at the restaurant, grab a drink at the bar, and enjoy a perfect night out at Lucky Star Casino. Head to any of our six Oklahoma locations. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
A lot of customers asking, were they duped?
Collected fees in customers' names.
Are more of the big banks creating fake accounts too?
We don't know.
While some banks might give you the world, it sometimes comes at a cost. At Bank of Western Oklahoma, we continue to be your hometown banking friend, the one you can depend on, because we know it's not our money, but yours. Local, simple, personable. Bank of Western Oklahoma, where people come first. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in Woodward, fourth quarter, one quarter left. Decide who goes to state. Mountain View's led the whole time. Now it's a 12-point game for the Tigers, 30-18 over Leedy Bison. As we get ready for the fourth quarter and a big opening possession here for the Bison, looking for points with 8 minutes left. And that last minute 30 is why we need a shot clock in high school basketball.
Yeah.
As basically, it was a minute 20 to go, and Mountain View just passed it around the perimeter until they killed all the clock. Now, a lot of disagreement on that, but I'm a fan of the shot clock.
It's a hot topic.
We've already got them here. Let's turn them on. Top of the key now, Drake Page. 7:45 to go in this one. Just getting started here in the fourth quarter, and Perez on the perimeter. Gives it back to Luke Puffenbarger. He's got Belcher on him. Gets a screen from Jack. Picks up his dribble. Back outside to Page. Thought about a three. Said no. And Leedy hasn't shot a lot of threes in this one.
No, and they're not a team that does take a lot of threes. But when Mountain View's packing it like this in the paint, they're going to have to do something.
They're daring them to shoot at certain points. And now Perez swings it over to Clem. Clem gets a screen from Perez. Comes around it. Left side Page. Fighting down low. They've got Perez and Jack Puffenbarger in the low post. Now Luke comes around, sets a screen. They give it to Clem. He drives inside on Worley. Off the glass. Tough shot and drops down.
And Trent,
they bucket used, there for Clem.
And they used all that kind of, I don't know, you know, misdirection to free up a one-on-one in the paint for Clem to drive to the lane.
30-20, 10-point game now for Leedy trails by 10 rather than Mountain View. Rylan Belcher, Clem on him, gets around him, changes direction, gets in the paint, shot fake, gets everyone off their feet and pounces it back to Hooper, goes off his foot, but he regathers it. As if Belcher would have taken it straight up, he would have picked up the foul there. Instead, yeah, he elected to pass it back out, and that's hasn't made many bad decisions tonight, but that might have been one. But he's maintained. The other thing he is doing, though, is killing clock. Now he gets a screen inside, drops down low to Belcher, left hand off the glass. Dalton misses it, rebound by Puffenbarger.
Dalton just rushed that.
Off that timeout, Landon Sechrist has entered the game for Mountain View. Jump stop up and in, and they're going to call a travel. And
yeah, that's right, Cole. They looked good for a second.
He tried. They gave Kimberlin a quick rest. They brought in Landon Sechrist, who, by the way, is an eight-man football all-star, great football player, running back for the football team. He got to play about, looks like a minute and a half for Kimberlin. And back in comes Skyler, his team with a 10-point lead, 6 minutes left. Bounce pass, and that's kicked by Perez, who tried to kick it and then take off like he's playing soccer, and that didn't work.
I mean, something's got to work, right? Whether it's kicking the ball out or whatever.
Going to be inbounded now by Rylan Belcher in front of the Boomer wagon on the baseline. Trying to find a teammate, throws it in right side now to Dalton. And Dalton Belcher gives it back to Rylan, who's open briefly but says no. Again, Leedy in that 2-3 zone, and they're backing off of it a little bit, trying to pack the paint for Kimberlin, but they get it right block. Kimberlin turns, shoots, and scores, and they lost him for a second.
That's all it takes, Trent. That is all it takes. And he just pogoes up for a basket.
And the good news is that is only his first point of the half, first two of the half. He's got 12, though, 5:38 to go. It's back to a 12-point lead. Leedy with the basketball. Screen for Clem, back outside to Page. Thought about a three, lobs it in. Puffenbarger got Kimberlin on his back, and that is a push-off. And I think that's Kimberlin.
Yeah, they're going to get Kimberlin putting an elbow in.
That's foul number four with 5:29 to go.
It's a big one.
And we'll see if the Bison try to attack that right now.
And now Sechrist immediately back in.
So they're not going to be able to attack it. They're going to sit Kimberlin and bring back in Sechrist. A much smaller lineup now for Mountain View, who's really not that small at any level. Clem's open, thought about it, and he lost it. Worley closed out quickly, and Clem said no. Now over left side, Perez, bounce pass, down to Jack. Puffenbarger looking for a teammate. Pushed outside, he's going to stop, pull mid-paint. That's going to be off the mark, rim around, and be bounced out of bounds, and that's out. And Belcher thought it was out on Leedy, so he let it go, and turns out it was out on Mountain View.
Yeah, that's one of those, you're just battling down low. It's hard to tell who gets the last hand.
Inbounded under the hoop now by Page, looking for a teammate. He's going to have to lob it all the way top of the key to Clem. Clem, shake and bake, inside, left hand, and he's going to get called for a foul on the floor. And that's going to be the sixth team foul for Mountain View, the only one for Leedy. So you might hear it from the Tiger fans if this doesn't even up. But right now, that foul going to be charged to Sechrist. Sixth team foul, one more. Leedy's in a 1-1. They try to enter it in the post. Hooper knocks it away. Out of bounds, and Coach, they're saying out of bounds on Leedy.
What? Wasn't even close.
And the crowd is irate, and I don't blame them.
Wow.
That didn't look to be anywhere near the right call.
All right.
But it goes back to Mountain View. Was that a makeup call, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know.
And Belcher left side, skips it to Rylan. Dalton and Rylan now on the two wings, near wing to Dalton. Looking inside at Hooper. No, he's not there. Picking up the dribbles, Dalton, and they're starting to swarm him. And that's going to be a hand check foul, and that's a call. Clem got a little too handsy there.
Yeah.
And that is going to be foul number two on him and foul number two on Leedy. With 4:49 to go, Mountain View leads by 12, 32-20. And a substitution, Jace Green coming back in, and Perez going to get a much-needed rest. He's been out there most of this basketball game.
Man just does not rest, Trent. He just keeps going.
And they inbound it to Rylan Belcher. At the Woodward W, the QB1 gives it over to Dalton right side. Flash inside left. Nice pass. Dalton Belcher to Hooper. Leaked down low to the left block. Rifles it in for two.
And this Mountain View team's just so patient, Trent. They just wait until finally somebody flashes open.
Puffenbarger drive and kick outside. Page said no. Clem, top of the key. Head fake. Pulls it back. Now he gives it over in the far wing to Green. Tried to skip it. Got tipped. Tipped it right to Page. And soon lob inside Puffenbarger. Left block. Great pass by Page. The foul in the bucket. And nice job by 21, who found Luke Puffenbarger underneath for two.
And that pass couldn't have been any better. I mean, that was on the money in the perfect spot where all Luke had to do was catch, turn, get the basket.
And the Tigers just can't shake the Bison. Looked like they were going to finish it there. Now Leedy fighting back. They can cut it to 11, and it rolls down for Luke Puffenbarger. 34-23, 11-point lead for Mountain View. There's 4:11 to go. Dalton Belcher from the left side, now to the right side to Ryland. Leedy back in that zone. Trying to get tips. Rifled inside, right hand. Landon Segrist all alone under the hoop, and they left him alone. They forgot about Segrist, and he drops it in for two. And huge all year football now coming through on basketball. Spin move, Puffenbarger off the mark as the shot won't drop, and a rebound underneath by Hooper. Gives it to Belcher. Hurries his way inside and tipped away last minute by Jace Green. They were looking for Worley, cutting towards the left side of the hoop, and Jace Green came in and closed it out. Good defensive play by 25, who's having a whale of a game tonight for Leedy. 36-23, they trail by 13, though. Basketball with the Tigers. Belcher inbounds to Dalton, left corner. He pulls it back out to the wing. Clem goes to close out, and we're going to get a timeout, the first timeout from Coach Scales. 3:34 to go in the game. It's 36-23. Tigers lead the Bison. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on-demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Hello, my name is Andrea Delzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old. If I had one message for the general public, it would be relax. Some folks get really flustered around disabled people, so they just pretend we're not there. I've actually had waiters talk to my companion and completely ignore me. People with disabilities just want the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
This is a message from United Spinal Association. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
And back here in Woodward, 36-23, Mountain View leads the Leedy Bison with 3:34 to go, and the Duke Tigers have made it a double dip. They have destroyed top-ranked Roth, 43-21. Number one has fallen here in Class B, but they'll get another crack. They got to play a red-hot Alec team to try to get out. Now, congratulations to the Tigers getting two in. Coach Bobby Dawson's girls got in a little bit earlier in the day. 36-23, Tigers lead this one, 3:29 to go, and they've got the basketball, and Leedy needs buckets and threes, which they have not gotten. Drive, Belcher cut off mid-post, thought about shooting it, said no, and goes back to Kilmore clock. 3:16, and Mountain View's going to, looks like Coach Scales is going to be happy to run some clock, but no, they're going to drive by Belcher, takes it inside, and he's fouled by Jack Puffenbarger, and that's going to be four on Jack with 3:11 to go here in the game. And Belcher at the free throw line.
Thought he had the block for a second, but it was that follow through that we talked about that got him on the foul.
First free throw rattles home for Belcher, who's got eight. And really has been the catalyst for this basketball game as Coach Carpenter's taken away Jagger Worley. He's made life difficult on Kimberlin, who only has a couple points in this half, but Ryland Belcher's murdered them with assists, with steals, and 9 points to boot. 38-23, 15-point lead. And now Leedy goes to the post. They flip it back outside, and no one's there, and they throw it away.
Yeah, Jace Green got put in a bad spot all the way down there on the baseline. And he thought somebody was going to be on the wing, and there's nobody.
Now 3:03 to go. You're going to have to start shooting threes at some point. We'll see how that goes. As they haven't shot a lot, have the Bison.
Well, no, but they got guys that can make it. They just don't like to take them. Like Luke Puffenbarger's been able to show he can make some. Jace Green.
Dalton Belcher pulls it back. Had a breakaway. Said no. Kilmore clock. Under three to play. 38-23. Inside. Right side Hooper. Extra pass. Kimberlin. Left side up and in. And a dagger there for Mountain View, who now leads by 17. 40-23. And people starting to head for the exits here. Quick three by Puffenbarger. Won't drop. Rebound Jagger Worley. And the Tigers can smell it with 2:40 to go. Ryland Belcher now crosses the timeline again. 2:32, and Coach Scales just saying, hey, guys, let's kill some clock, and that's exactly what's happening.
They had a lead at it, able to run those high wings and at the logo.
Going to be a big win because you get an extra day of rest before the state quarters. The Tigers are going to hold on now, 2:12 to go, and barring a Reggie Miller appearance, this might just going to be hard to come back here if you're leading.
It'd be crazy if Reggie Miller just popped up in the middle of this game.
And we're going to get a timeout, another timeout by Coach Scales. Well, 2:02 to go. We'll take our last one with him. 2:02 remaining, all Mountain View in this one. They've led from the tip, 40-23 over Leedy. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
You love to read and can't imagine a world without books. And you don't have to. Even if you have a vision impairment or disability that makes reading difficult, you can still tame the West with Louis L'Amour. Fall madly in love with Romeo and Juliet. And help a young wizard named Harry explore a magical world. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has thousands of free audiobooks to loan. Call 1-800-523-0288. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services.
Welcome back. Here at Boomer Fieldhouse, been all Mountain View Goaty Boat Tigers, 40-23. Fans heading towards the exits with about 2 minutes to go. You know, a season not over, though, for the Bison. As if they do end up losing, which it looks like will be the case here, not a ton of time left, and really no one to shoot threes out there for you. They're going to move. They're going to play Goodwell, and that game's going to be tomorrow night. We're going to have it for you right here on K101, so you can still get into state tomorrow night. So season does not over yet. It will be a quick turnaround, but you'd rather be in than not be in. So.
Hey, at all costs, right? I mean, even if that means you got to go through the gauntlet there right at the end. Gotta do what you gotta do.
It'll be a very different game than this one tomorrow. 2:01 to go. They give it back to Ryland Belcher, who busted that knee up in the state championship game. Is coming back in senior season, trying to quarterback his basketball team to a win. The heart and soul of these Tigers. And it's been fantastic tonight. And now Hooper with the basketball for Mountain View. Over to Belcher, back to Hooper. He drives inside, bounce pass, right block to Kimberlin, and he's grabbed in the arm. They didn't call it, but he's finally fouled again. They were trying to foul him.
Yeah.
And they get it, but that is only the fourth team foul on Leedy.
I was about to say, the problem
they're
is
have
to
give a bunch.
To go.
And we're getting ready to check in a brand new five for Coach Carpenter. And with 1:33 to go, Mountain View up 40-23. This is the equivalent of taking a knee. Looks like we're going to get a whole new guys. Goodall is going to come back in. Christian Kleinsmith will enter the game. Alex All going to come in.
Wyatt Jones.
Looks like Wyatt Jones going to be out there. And Lucas Hill. They're thrown into Kimberlin. And he's fouled quickly.
He got the bucket,
got
too.
Got the bucket to drop, didn't he? Yeah, so insult to injury there. He kind of just threw it at the rim, and it went down on him. And that's 16 for Kimberlin. 42-23 the score. And he's going to get another crack at this one. That foul going to be on Hill, and he drops it down. And Kimberlin's had 17, but it was a tough 17 for him, but he still managed to get it done. Goodall into the paint. Turn, shot, up high. That's going to be pushed away. A foul on that shot on Lucas Hill. He's going to go to the free throw line here. That'll be the third foul on Hooper. Couple free throws upcoming elsewhere in the state. We mentioned Glencoe's beating Fort Cobb 59-40. Stringtown and Buffalo Valley in a dog play, 4-point game in the fourth quarter there. Class A, see if we can get a Texoma update. And Garber has ended it with Texoma 58-50. The Garber Wolverines are heading to state. The girls and the guys, the girls win a 1-point overtime lane in the lane violation. Doesn't count for Hill. He gets one, misses one, and gets a lane violation on the second one. So tough break there for Lucas Hill. He's remained scoreless. Wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
But
so he looked at his teammates like, come on, man. Yeah. I got a bucket. Let me get it.
1-12, all Tigers. Kleinsmith will foul Dalton Betcher, and a couple subs coming in now for NBG. Mountain View Goaty Boat Tigers, who do have a state title as Mountain View in 1969 in six appearances. But since they've merged, they have not won an athletic state title since Mountain View Goaty Boat have become one school. Peyton Jackson coming in, as well as trying to get that number. That's 23 Cole Evans. And those are sophomore and a senior for Mountain View. And Jackson with the basketball. Aiden Kimberlin's back in, number five, the sophomore. More length here for Mountain View. 57 seconds left in all Tigers from the tip. 43-23. It's a 20-point game. Poked away, stolen by Goodall, but stolen right back by Dalton Belcher. Is going to have an easy layup. And a great picture because somebody was waiting to take his picture right as he went up for that.
They got it. Picture perfect time.
8 points for Dalton Belcher. That one poked and right back now to Hill. Tries to shoot a long two, hand in his face, and knocked it down. 4-2 for Lucas Hill. And timeout here by Coach Carpenter.
Another new group.
A whole new group in. There's the rest of everybody going to try to come in. Looks like we got Weston Wooden. Number 13, Alex Palmer, going to enter the game. Number 33, Carter Weber. And number 45, and I cannot pronounce this guy. They told me to tell it, call him Mark K., but I do not know how to pronounce. I spoke to.
We have tried to get the pronunciation.
I spoke to Lake Carpenter and Treasure, the ED play-by-play people, about what his last name is. They said call him Mark K. So that's what we're going to call him. And they swing it around to the left wing, out of the right side, and that's a quick foul on number three, just coming in the game. Hunter Gaunt, a sophomore, is going to go to the free throw line. And one more player going to enter here for Leedy as Coach Carpenter emptying his bench. Wyatt Jones is going to get in the game. And Hill's going to exit it after scoring two. Hunter Gaunt tries to get on the board. He short arms a free throw. It was a one and one and no one moved and flipped it back outside to Leedy. They're going to take it on the perimeter. They try to rifle it in the paint. It goes off everybody off the backboard. It's going to ricochet out to Alex Palmer. They lob it inside now. Weston Wooden turns, shoots over top, tries to get the shooter's touch, won't go. And that's going to do it. The Mountain View Godebo Tigers are moving on to state. Once again, they'll get another crack at a state quarterfinal game. When and where to be announced. 45-25, the final. We'll take a break. I'll be right back and see if we can talk to a player and wrap this thing up. 45-25, the final. Tigers over the Bison. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
This is Kay at the Bank of Western Oklahoma. Please join the Bank of Western Oklahoma and our employees along with the staff of K101 Radio this Tuesday night for the premium auction at the Northwest Oklahoma Woodward District Junior Livestock Show.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to have someone else say it. Because for some reason, when a random person talks about how great something is in a commercial, it's more believable.
I saved with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle.
And there you have it. I mean, I'm not sure why she's more believable than me, but either way, you get the point about the saving. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As an educator, Mr. Nelson's teachings are still being quoted in school.
Everyone can rise above their circumstances if they are dedicated and passionate.
Today, Nelson Mandela's teachings continue to inspire. Inspiration. Pass it on from passiton.com.
And we're back here at Boomer Field House. Mountain View big over Leedy, 45-25. The Tigers take down the Bison. Leedy going to move on, play tomorrow night. That game will be at 8 o'clock. It'll be right here, and they're going to face off against the Goodwell Eagles, 46-40 winners over Timberlake earlier. Aldo Espino had 21 in that game. Jace Green finishes with 9 points for the Bison, 4 for Luke Puffenbarger, Four for Perez. Pablo Perez Pasos. Jack Puffenbarger with a point. Cade Clem with five and scoring. Lucas Hill also chipping in two. But scoring tough to come by tonight for Leedy as they really struggled getting points on the board against an exceptional Mountain View defense. And a lot of money in store as, again, the top team has fallen in Class B. Now, they're going to have to win again to try to get out. But Mountain View, their 26th win right now. That is the boys' record, 26 in a row. For Mountain View is now the no boys team has more than that as they are on a roll right now looking to continue it, getting right back to that state quarter, and no word yet on who they're going to play. Now they played Varnum last year tough. Varnum, the state champs, ended up beating them, but Varnum this year will be back, so they may run into them as they already, I believe, pulled away earlier in the day. Did Varnum, we'll check on that earlier. Yep, they won, but they're in the other side of the bracket, so they will not get Varnum, so it looks like I lied about that. They're going to try to figure out who they get on Wednesday at 10. We'll know kind of the time and the place. But currently, I'm going to wait. There's a lot of pictures being taken here by the Tigers. Elsewhere, as we're taking a whip around Class A, Garber again beats Texoma 58-50. The final there. Van Noss, third-ranked team, beats Wellston 49-32. Hydro Eakley, top 61-51 in Class A. They're the top team. They move on. They hold serve by 10 over Cyril. Cyril going to have to play in the consolation bracket against Canute to decide who goes over there. Also, Tushka and Rattan squaring off. And Tushka, 55-50, an unranked team, is going to go in Class A. That's how tough the field is. Tushka, unranked, going to move on, beating 8th-ranked Rattan. And now they're going to have to they're going to make it to the state quarters. Rattan now faces off against 4th-ranked Caddo. One of those will not move on. And we're going to try to speak now to Mr. Ryland Belcher, coming away with the win, getting to the state quarterfinal game. And first, we're going to see if he can hear us. Can you hear us, Ryland? All right, move that mic closer to your mouth there.
Okay, yes,
there
sir.
There you are. Ryland Belcher coming away. You had 9 points today, but football season, your knee gets hurt, you go down. You don't know how it would have ended if you'd have stayed healthy, but you're able to come back in basketball season. You are dripping sweat right now with the effort. How does it feel, though, to get this win, go back to state after the way football ended? Get a little taste in your mouth.
Yeah, it feels really good. You know, football kind of ended with a bad taste in our mouth, and we want to go out here and we want to win a state championship. We want to bring one home at least, not runner-up.
That's right, absolutely. Now, you gave the state champs last year all they could handle, so you're going to be right back in there. Now, 26 in a row, I mean, you guys, I don't know if you're aware or not, but that's the boys' record right now, win streak that you've got going. How have you been able to keep this up? I mean, you've seen all kinds of different teams. You've seen all kinds of different skill levels, different offenses, different defenses. What makes you guys special, you think?
Well, we just stay together, and we know our roles, each and every player. You know, we just kind of stay within ourselves, and we just do our job, and we get dubs. We win.
Yeah, and tonight they took away. They really made it a point to take away Jagger. They took him out of the game, made life tough on Skyler down low. So you kind of had to step up, play quarterback a little bit.
Yes,
you
sir.
Did a fantastic job with the steals. Now, the minute that, did you know going in that was the game plan? Did that kind of catch you off guard at the top? And how did you adjust?
Well, we knew that Lee was going to come out in the box and one or diamond and one on Jagger, and that we had to take advantage of that 4-on-4 because we just thought that we had a better matchup inside and outside, honestly.
Yes.
And as long as Skyler was getting it done in the inside, we knew we were going to be in good shape.
Not a lot of teams get to play with a 6'9 guy. What's that like? Got to make life easier.
Oh, yeah. It makes life a lot easier. It makes you look real short, though, sometimes.
Short but effective.
Yes, sir.
And a great win. How's the knee feel, by the way? You look like that first step's coming back a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah. I was worried about it at the beginning of the season. You know, I had to miss 10 games out on it, but it feels good. I feel ready to go, and I'm ready for the state tournament.
What happens next? You're getting some football offers, getting some looks. What happens at the next level?
Yeah, I'm getting some looks. I got to go to a couple camps and get a feel for places and stuff like that, and we'll see.
All right. Well, it's looking good so far. Congratulations. Big clutch game tonight, Ryland.
You
came through. Good luck in state moving forward.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Ryland Belcher playing quarterback on the basketball court tonight. Played a fantastic game. He came away with the 9 points tonight for him. But more importantly, Tyler, Ryland was very active out there. Steals in passing lanes all over the floor. They tried to make someone else beat him. It wasn't Worley and Kimberlin, and Ryan Belcher made him pay tonight.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you look for a guy like that to kind of orchestrate things, it makes a huge difference. We saw last year with the Forgan squad, right, having Kobe McGowan. You see a guy like Ryan Belcher do it, and it just really pole vaults your team to that next level, and it just makes you a matchup nightmare because you can't really focus in on anybody because you just know somebody like Ryan Belcher is out there leading things.
And Coach Carpenter with Leedy has done such a good job taking away everyone's best player so far, and that time he did it again in a way. But Mountain View is so deep and so good defensively, it was just too hard. Only 25 points given up to Leedy, which is quite the defensive effort. We talked about they only give up 31 a game. They're right back on track there. And they are going to be a terror at State. So whoever is listening to this, right now to me, that's the team to beat.
Yeah, and they showed, you mentioned that defense. That's what you got to have in the playoffs. That's what you got to hang your hat on. And they look like they are definitely legit.
Not over for the Bison. Again, going to draw Goodwell tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We'll have that for you on K101. Preceded by O'Keen and Arnett. Trying to get those last two spots in State. Quick turnover, but you want to get in there to those State quarters kicking off Thursday at either Washington or Mustang or the Big House, followed by the semis, then the finals on Friday and Saturday. So your leading scorer, by the way, for Mountain View, 17 for Skylar Kimberlin, 9 for Belcher, 8 for Dalton Belcher, 7 for Jagger Worley, 2 for L.J. Hooper. Landon Sechrist had a couple points and a team effort by the Tigers as they move on to the quarterfinals. We mentioned again Texoma drops their game to Garber, 58-50. Garber moving on to State in Class A. Texoma going to play Arapahoe Butler in the consolation on the guys' side there. So we're going to end things up here. First of all, we want to thank our sponsors, Bank 7, Moore's Roofing, Ceiling State Bank. The Ceiling, by the way, winning huge tonight in a landslide over Laverne as the Ceiling girls a little bit upset that Garber took them down trying to get another crack at the Wolverines. Also, want to thank the Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Arnett sponsoring us as well. And we love our sponsors doing a great job for us and couldn't do it without them and helping you guys, helping us bring this to you and all the young people and all the families and everybody who gets a chance to listen. We want to thank you as well for tuning in. Everybody back at K101, we want to thank C.J. Montgomery. The great C.J. Montgomery could not do it without C.J. doing it well for a long time, covering these young people, making things happen, and covering the District Livestock Show too,
right,
at the same time. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, B.J. Gonzalez on the board, working the ones and twos. And we had a little snafu on our end, but B.J. hanging with it, doing a fantastic job.
She's a trooper,
making the magic happen. Also, Mr. Sean Kelly, usually working the board, getting the night off for once. He's going to go take a break and be right back at it tomorrow. Owner-operator Brooke Williams couldn't do it without Brooke, CEO here at K101, helping bring it to you here. So from my partner, Tyler Riggs, good to have you back. Like old times.
Hey,
gonna miss you.
We'll do
tomorrow.
A little bit more of it. We'll do a little bit more of it down the stretch. Maybe not tomorrow, but we'll Mega Power reunite down the stretch.
We'll meet up again at the Big House. Yeah. Hopefully one of our teams can get there to cover you. So again, final scores in this one tonight. Goodwell moving on over Timberlake in the early game, 46-40. In the consolation game, O'Keen beating Boys City, 46-29 early. And in our title games, the title going to the Hammond Lady Warriors, coming out on top earlier over Arnett. Big, they win 68-47, and just now getting under over here. Mountain View Godibo punches their ticket to the state quarters, 45-25. That's going to do it from here in Woodward. Thank you to everybody here. We'll be right back at it tomorrow with the consolation finals, and we will just punch two more tickets to the state tournament. From my partner, Tyler Riggs, I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe going home wherever you are, and have a great night.